I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Another day, another play. Thank you, everybody. And I'm back with you, my honeys. I'm back for episode 4 of the David Potts Show. So, guys, remember, just like daytime telly, but here we do what the fuck we want. It's a lot less political than Jeremy Vine. Think more Jeremy Fine, like what I did there. I am your host for today and every single day. I am David Potts, and I am just like Denise Welsh. Just a little tiny, tiny bit less iconic. Only a teeny tiny tiny bit. And coming up on today's episode, we have got someone revealing themselves. Revealing what? On Loose Women later on. Come on, come and sit down with me in my surgery for Dr. David, and we'll kick off literally with Good Morning Britain. And we have another gorgeous guest coming up to plug themselves. So strap yourselves in, Slayers. It's the David Potts Show! Thank you so much, guys. Honestly, I'm never actually going to get over that applause. It is just so thrilling when there's literally 4 of us in this room. Iconic, I know. Well, what a week it's been. So I actually had a gorgeous party a few weeks ago, a surprise party, what my friends and family decided to put together whilst I was in the CBB house. How lovely. They're planning a little surprise party for me. I've never actually had a surprise party. So to my surprise, they actually booked a really stunning bougie venue. And apparently they had some bit of a mismatch communication with a few different bakers about who was going to do my cake. Was I going to get the cake? At the end of the day, the cake was extremely important because I love the cake. Do you know what I mean? One of my friends is very proactive. And I think he thought, oh dear, David can't not have a dessert at this party. So what I'm going to do is actually get my grandma to rustle up a sweet treat for him. So I came in, surprise, shocked. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming. They put out like a lovely little buffet, stunning little food and little canapes, Prosecco, all that. And then I just panned my eyes down the table to see a foil tray. I thought, what is that foil tray? My best friend's grandma baked us a fresh batch of scones. I mean, fuck the cupcakes and fuck the three-tier cake. Get me the scones. Come through, grandma. Like, come on. I mean, how gorgeous is that? I just thought that was actually stunning. And do you know what? I didn't actually eat a single thing off the canapes, the cupcakes, the cake. I actually only had a scone. Like, that was the only thing that I actually ate. And I'll tell you what. Delicious. Absolutely scrumptious. So thank you very much for that, Carol. You know who you are. Woo! Yes, Carol. We love Carol. But guys, like I said, we have got so much coming up for you on the David Potts Show today, which isn't just about me. I know it's about you and our fabulous guests. Woo! And you can get in touch anytime to be on the David Potts Show. You can email me at the David Potts Show or head over to our socials at the David Potts Show. And now let's kick off. Let's have a good moan. Are you ready? It's Good Moaning Britain. Thank you. You've made me realise how much I just love an applause. Like, I actually just want to walk out and people just clap for me. Like, can we honestly just, like, start clapping for the David Potts Show? Do you know what I mean? Thank you. Now, it's time to get whatever's rubbing you up the wrong way off your chest. If you need to have a good rant, if you need to have a good moan, then you're in the right place. Because this is Good Moaning Britain. So get involved and have a good moan. I will start us off because I have got a moan that has just made me moan and moan and moan. It's keep me moaning for ages and I just can't get it off my chest. So this is the right place. So basically, not too long ago, I had a lovely OK4O shoot. And like I said, I was so buzzing because I did feel like Vic and Bex. But not only that, I'm a very clean person. I like everything to be pristine. I like everything to just be neat and tidy. And like my favourite thing about my entire home is my carpet lines. So have you seen like Mrs. Hinch does the carpet lines and everything's just so spotless. I love them carpet lines. So when they come in to do my OK shoot, they were actually just bringing obviously in a lot of equipment, walking round, causing a little bit of chaos. But I thought, I'm going to be on the cover of OK. So I'm just going to have to be OK with it. And I actually had to get out the Hoover 3 times. Bear in mind, I've got a thick carpet. Like my carpet is thick. The carpet in my living room is thick, right? I've got a thick carpet in my living room. It's a workout. Like the shark is struggling to get through it. It's that thick. And they was just willy-nilly walking around. And I'd already actually had to hoover it twice. And then after it, I thought, he's just walked on my fucking carpet lines again. Like, number one, are you paying the lecky bill? Because I've actually had to get this switched up 3 times now. Number two, I don't even walk on the carpet. I literally jump from the hallway to the couch because I don't want a trace of a footprint. I don't want it to ruin my vibe. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want it to look like not a single person's even breathed in my apartment. Never mind somebody walking in with a tripod and 17 lights and cameras and everything. Just like, that is rude. Then in my interview, I actually said, my carpet lines are something I really love and I don't like people walking on them. And then he was literally like, oh, sorry, I've walked on them. And I was like, yeah, that's why I've hoovered 3 times since you've been here. Like, have a little bit of R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Do you know what I mean? But anyway, God, I feel lighter. Honestly, I now I do feel like I've got that off my chest. Thank you so much for letting me do that. Well, you didn't really have a choice because I've got the microphone and I'm speaking. But yes, now it's on to yours. We have got Ian with us today. And Ian is ready to spill the tea, the whole tea, and nothing but the tea. Hello, Ian.
Hiya, David. You're all right.
Hiya, honey. How are you?
One of that weeks where it just drags on, but I'm like, hang ho, piggies at the end of the week. So I'm like, roll on Friday, get on the sesh.
Oh, absolutely, roll on fry, slay. And Ian, where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling in from Newcastle upon Tyne.
Oh, why I, man?
Aye, why I?
How are you, man?
Aye, up the coon.
I'm going to say I can't do any more. So, Ian, you've got a moan for me today. Now, I want
yes,
you to spill the tea, all the tea, and nothing but the tea. What has been busting your balls?
Ooh. Do you know what? It just really, really, it's really irritating when, like, people ask you for help and then you help them out the kindness of your own heart. But then they moan when you ask them for help.
Selfish assistance.
Do you know what? There's been a time when I've, like, helped my friend out and I've asked them to help me out when I've been moving from my old place to my new place. And then they've moaned when I've asked them to help. And I'm like, so then I've been... basically expose them by saying, I've helped you out this many numerous times, so basically you could get off your lazy book and help me out because I'm a good friend to you, you're a good friend to me, so at least you could do in return is to help me out.
Do you know what I mean, Ian? When you just want to move a few boxes from one house to another and you ask your friend, you don't think it's a lot to ask, do you?
It's not a lot to ask, and if you've done things for them in the past, they have to help you out. It's basically payback.
Okay. So do you give out to receive?
Yeah, I give out to receive.
Fair enough. It's like I've given you a present, so I expect one in return.
Yeah. Oh, basically, if I'm on a night out with friends, I'll get them a drink and I'll expect a drink in return.
Is it one of them, though, where you're like, I'll just get you a vodka and lemonade, and then you're like, I want a Long Island iced tea, please?
Yes, but I'm more of a... drink a tonic person.
Oh, right, okay, but you want top shelf when they're paying for
yeah.
you. Yeah. Yeah, you want the creme de la creme. Yeah, you want the creme de la creme of gin.
Yes.
I mean, fair enough. Yeah, I do kind of agree with you. I mean, I am actually a very helpful person. I feel like I always help my friends quite a lot, and they always help me in return. So I guess I do understand what you're saying. But then sometimes, I can't lie, if you've helped me with something and then I go to help you, but the task that you're providing me is something that I really, really don't want to do, there could be a little excuse in there, like I've stubbed my toe or my hamster's died. Do you know what I mean? I think it all depends for me on the task that you've presented me.
Yeah, like a few of my friends have given excuses in the past saying, oh, I'm in hospital. Along a broad and then I'm like, bitch, don't even lie to me. I know you're not in Newcastle Hospital. I know you're not in Newcastle Airport because she's having checking up this week. And plus, I can see your Snapchat stories. I'm not a mug.
Wow. So they're not actually checked in at Newcastle Royal on Facebook. That's where they're going wrong, guys. You need to lie to your friend about where you are. Just check into the hospital. It's a classic Facebook mum thing to do.
Or checking to Newcastle Airport if you're actually getting away and going live, see where you're up to.
Yeah, when they're actually just sat at home listening to something like The David Potts Show. Well, I do kind of agree with you, Moan. I can't lie, Ian. However, like I said, if you were presenting me with something that I really wasn't keen on, like moving boxes, I'd probably have to make up an excuse. I can't lie.
Yeah, because no one likes house moving at the end of the game, but it's something
we've it's such a drag. It's such a drag. Honestly, it is a drag moving house. I've been moving for about 3 years. I still can't be arsed doing it.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Well, Ian, thank you so much for ringing in today with your moan. Never ask me to help you with anything because my hamster will have died 7 times.
I'll just get me lazy friends who just can't be bothered to give stuff, and I'll just force them to do it. But in return, I'll give them some pizza and alcohol, and I'll chew them up.
Oh, whoa, 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 that was never on the table again. Pizza and alcohol, I'm on my way to Newcastle now, I'll get on train, love. Well, Ian, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you. Do you feel better for getting it off your chest?
Yeah, I feel a lot better because it means that if I'm ever moving house again, I don't have to like live up to expectations that I've got people to do. I can just say, do it, and then here's a bottle of wine or pizza in return.
Yeah, you just get them that Echo Falls and they'll be on it.
Bye.
All right, Ian, thank you so much for calling in today.
Thanks, baby.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for all the love I'm feeling right now. It's so gorgeous. Well, guys, you know on this show, we love to plug, plug, plug. But who is joining me to flog their wares today? Well, it's only Billboard's 12th most successful dance artist of all time, Ultra Nerdy! Honeyboo, how are you?
Hello, my darling. Good day. How are you? I'm wonderful. And you look amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I just want to know, are you free to do what you want today?
I am constantly working towards staying that way. Yes, I feel that very much this morning. You know, it gets a little, but yeah. Definitely.
Oh, amazing. It's so good to have you on the show. I would just like to know, what are you plugging for us today?
Well, I'm plugging a couple of upcoming UK dates. Primarily, I want to highlight my July 13th date coming this summer. I'll be in Manchester. Yeah. In Mans, darling. So you guys got to come out. Hacienda, it's very special. It's iconic.
Babes, I'm a Manchester gal, so I will be there, 0161, ready to rumble.
It's going to be amazing. And I can't wait because it's like, it's going to be the whole day, kind of like the whole day into the night. It's a really extended evening and it's going to be really good. After party, like lots going on.
Love an after party. Will I get an invite?
You are absolutely invited. You are my special guest, of course.
Yeah! I'm the special guest for Ultra Nerdy, guys!
There you go.
I'm like, ha, losers. Oh my God. Well, your career kicked off in the 90s. Free is an absolute banger. Mm-hmm. Like, I still hear it now, like when I'm literally go abroad and I'm in Ibiza and everywhere, I still hear it literally everywhere. And you've performed with icons such as Robin S, Crystal Waters. How does it feel to still have them 90s tracks, bangers, still playing out today?
Well, it's amazing for me because, you know, actually my career didn't start at Free. Like a lot of people universally kind of know me for Free. But actually my career started like 6 years before that with two albums on Warner Brothers. So I started out the gate like as a late teen, signed to a UK major label, putting records out, doing Top of the Pops, doing videos, the whole thing. And like my introduction to UK culture and dance music culture in that way came out really crazy from the garage movement, really. And then Free in the mid to late 90s just kind of sealed it, what I had already built, and just kind of took it all the way home. And so since then, obviously, Free has been like one of my most universally known songs. And we've just, you know, continued to make music, continue to work with amazing people like the ladies you mentioned, who are my contemporaries, you know, building out with other people like Lenny Kravitz and so many other folks that I've worked with along the way to still be here in this moment, still touring, have 10 albums under my belt at this moment and still feeling really vibrant and something to contribute to dance music culture. You know, it's really special.
Babes, you're slaying.
I'm trying to slay. Like, that's all we can do, right?
There's no try, honey. You are slaying. There's no try.
This is what we're here for. Thank you.
You are slaying. And when you're out and about and you hear your tunes on, like, do you get down to it? And you're like, yeah, that's my jam, bitch.
I do. And, you know, it's so funny because, like, I have friends, like, all over the place around the world. And someone's always sending me a text message, a WhatsApp, a picture, a video or something, they're in some random space and something of mine comes on and they're like, thinking about you, babes. I'm, you know, I'm here.
Oh.
I'm there. And that's really beautiful to like get that kind of feedback in real time, still to this day on tracks that I made, you know, in the 90s and more recently. It's a beautiful thing.
That is so amazing. Like if I was an artist and I was just like, out and about, and all of a sudden I could hear my song, I'd be like, oh, get my phone out, I'm making them listen.
Yeah, it's very that song. You know, I look at it as like little confirmations. It's like the voices of, you know, the universe speaking to me and saying, yes, girl, you've done well.
You have. You've done so, like, beyond well. Like, it's fucking amazing. A few years back, you went on tour with Pete Tong for Ibiza Classics. How was that?
I loved it. And it was such the thing I needed at the right moment. You know, navigating out of COVID lockdown, pandemic, and all of that madness, to come to start really touring again and to be a part of something so special with a huge orchestra and with someone like Pete himself and everything that he means to the industry and to our genre of music. It was really what I needed. It was really, you know, those huge arenas and all of the people that were just giving so much love to step on stage, to hear my songs translated in an orchestral way. With the resonance was like really, really healing and beautiful for me.
Oh, amazing. Have you got a new single?
I do have a new single. I have a new album.
Tell me about it.
The album is called Ultra, and it dropped 2 years ago, but I released a deluxe version last year that included more tracks than the original Ultra version. Yeah.
And we can get that.
We have to get that, yeah. So off that, there have been multiple singles have come off the album, and currently Unbreakable has just, we just finished promoting Unbreakable, and now we're working on our Happy Feeling release, which was co-written and co-produced with Russell Smald of Freemasons, Dino P. And, you know, they sent me this track. I really loved it. It was like eons ago. Like I think we were in COVID lockdown, actually. They sent me a track and I really loved it. And it just had this really buoyant, joyous energy to it. And I was so depressed and so sad in that moment. And I was like, you know, and I would give anything, you know, as I'm watching the world like falling apart around me on TV, I'm like, I would give anything in this moment in real time to just have a happy feeling, like something to just make me feel happy. So I just kind of did a little hypnotherapy on myself in writing the song. Yeah. And I knew if that's what I needed at that moment, that's what the world needed. So it was really like, you know, trying to bring it together for us. So at the moment now, Happy Feeling is seeing its day in the sun. It's the opening track on the new album. And people are really loving it. And it's perfect for spring 2024.
Well, baby, we need you. Absolutely, we do.
We do, because there's so much like craziness and dissension and so many things like pulling us in so many different directions these days. And so much, it's just so much dissension and negativity out there. And I feel like as creatives, our goal and our job is to continue to empower and to be the voice of those who don't have a platform like we do, and to give them that energy and something to hold on to, just something to anchor people to the dance floor and to the universe.
Yeah, absolutely. And just keeping like a positive spin on things, because things can be so dark, especially at the minute. And kind of like you said about the pandemic and things, that we're all basically shut in and unsociable. And I just feel like it's just such a nice thing to be able to go out and make people smile, make people laugh and have fun.
And that's what dance culture is about. Like, people want to dance. They want to go out on the weekend. They want to forget their trouble in that moment on the dance floor. They want music that's going to speak to them and make them feel like, yes, this is the moment that I needed. I mean, I feel like that's why a lot of my songs have resonated with people for many, many years past that moment when it came out, because there's something there that speaks to people on a deeper level.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Now, I know we just briefly touched on this, but obviously you are going back on tour.
Mm-hmm. I am. And I've constantly always been on tour. I'm always on tour, really. I've never come off tour.
Oh, she's always touring, baby. She's never off tour. She's on tour right now.
In a real way.
So where can people get tickets for your tour, and why should we come and watch you?
Well, first of all, you can find all of my dates on my socials. The tour is called the Ultraverse Tour, because it's all things ultra. And I've been in this industry now for 35 years. This is my 35th anniversary this year. Yes, I've been making records since like 1989.
And she's celebrating it on the David Potts Show.
There you go. Hello. So I just wanted to frame like all of the appearances that I'm making throughout the year, whether they're live performances, singing or DJing, frame it in a way where it's comprehensive and people really kind of feel the impact of what all of these years, all of this music from different moments in my life, different moments musically and creatively presented on stage within these different events around the world. So it's the Ultraverse tour. And so you come into my world.
Oh, and that is a world I want to be in.
It's a good world to be in. Absolutely.
Oh, I bet it is, honey. I mean, you said, have you only just woke up?
I did.
And literally, are you joking? Like, look at you. I literally look like a ball sack when I wake up in the morning. And you literally look so glam. Like,
listen, I rolled out of bed. I was like, I got to see David in an hour and a half.
And I'm like, right, okay, I'm never going to look like that unless I'm in Ultra Narte's world. So I'm on my way to that world,
darling,
honey.
It's conditioning. It's that stage conditioning, yeah.
Well, Ultra Narte, has been an absolute pleasure to have you here on the David Potts Show. And I just want to say thank you so much. And hopefully I'll see you in Manchester, baby.
I will see you on the dance floor, my darling. I will see you in the Ultraverse.
Guys, coming up after the break, we'll hear about an unfortunate unraveling for one loose woman. Ooh, that sounds intense, doesn't it? Oof. Plus, I will be solving all your issues with Dr. David. Or I'll be at least trying to resolve your issues. But first, hold on to your knickers, girls. It's competition time! This is the part of the show where we're not like daytime telly because we don't have Alison Hammond and we also don't have 10K to give away, tax-free. But what we do have is something so different. Something that you would never normally see on This Morning or Lorraine. And that's what makes us so different because we have got a Love to Shop gift card for you! Now, if you love to shop, you won't want to miss out on the Love to Shop gift voucher, will ya? And if you want to win, all you need to do is head over to our socials at The David Potts Show and answer today's question. Who's more iconic, Dame Judi Dench or Dame Maggie Smith? That's a tough call. And you'll go into the draw to win the Love to Shop voucher. I mean, you can either treat yourself, you could get some drumsticks from M&S or a candle from TK Maxx. Woo! You don't want to miss it, honeys, and I'll see you after the break. Yeah.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
That was so mask. Welcome back to the David Potts Show. Little song for you there. Where it's just like daytime telly, guys, but we do what the fuck we want here. Yeah. So it's now the time for us to get the chance to listen to one of our gorgeous female listeners about anything and everything. And I mean everything and anything. We love too much information here. You know when someone's like, that's too much information? No, it's not. It's not too much information. It's not enough. Keep giving me more. I'm so greedy. Yummy, I'm greedy. I want all of your drunken tales, your sexual encounters gone wrong, or just making a general tit of yourself. I've done it, so I want to know what you've done. And today we have got the wonderful Rebecca on to tell us all of her gossip. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Where are you calling in from?
Newcastle.
Ah, you're fighting Geordie. Sorry, I bet everyone does that to you. That's so annoying.
Yeah. All the time.
Was so basic of me. I'm so sorry.
You're all right.
So, Rebecca, I really appreciate you coming on to tell us how loose you really are. You've got a story that you are wanting to get off your chest. Am I right?
Yeah, there's a little story I've got.
Oh, well, please do not hold back and tell me everything, Rebecca. I'm all ears.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was in, like, high school. I was in the last year, sixth form. Mm-hmm. And I did, like, performing arts throughout, like, the whole time I was there. Oh. And obviously, to get, like, good grades, like, they give you a part that they think is good for you. And I was playing this, like, she was supposed to be like a sexy devil, which I don't really know if that's like,
in high school, or was this?
Like, yeah. Right. It was like, but there was like other like yeahs in there as well. So it was really weird. I played this devil called Lady Marmalade, which is a bit of a slay. But like, I am not a sexy kind of girl. Like,
yes,
I
don't wear dresses.
No, I mean, like, I don't wear, like, dresses and, like, I don't, like, I'm not a girly girl. That's okay. What I meant. But they put us in this dress and I had to sing Hot Stuff by Donna Summer again, which is just, like, a bit of a slay. But anyway, I had to wear this dress and it was, like, to put it on quickly, obviously, it was just, like, it, like, wraps around. So I put it on, like, a jacket, wraps around the front and it ties at the side.
Right.
And I was in the middle of my song and I was slaying it, I won't lie.
Of course.
But I felt my dress like get really, it was like loosening.
Oh,
and
God.
I was like, what the hell is going on?
Oh no.
I just like tried to like feel a little bit of like what was going on, and the tie at the side was like coming loose and it was like starting to like open. And I was like, oh my God. There was like teachers watching, my family was in the front row,
and you were about to show them your hot stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. I went off to like the side just a little bit to see if I could like tighten it, and I could not do it. So the whole time I had to just like hold the side and like as if I had like my hand on my hip. So I mean, it did kind of go with like my character, but it was absolutely mortifying. I thought, oh my God. And luckily it didn't like come all loose, but like I was sweating profusely.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, like everyone here is going to see everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But luckily it didn't. And I carried on and it was fine. But oh my God, just the thought of it now, like the thought, like going back to it and thinking about it, I'm like, oh my God, what if it had just came loose and like I was just naked in front of everyone?
Rebecca, I'm with you on that 100. Like when you said you were sweating, I instantly thought to myself, I would be dripping like a fucking jet wash tap.
Like, and like, you just dripping. Know, like when you're sweating, you think, oh God, like People can see that I'm sweating.
And then that makes you sweat even more because you're like, oh, people can see the drops going down my forehead. Yeah. They're going to know that something's
like sweat
the matter.
Patches, sweaty back a lot.
You instantly go wet through.
Yeah.
Like you instantly, like I've just actually just spat everywhere then, but like you instantly are soaking wet.
Yeah.
Like the sweat, like in a thigh.
Yeah.
Then you start chafing.
I get sweaty like shins as well. I don't know if that's annoying.
My knees sweat when I go to the gym.
Yeah.
I get sweaty knees.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I'm just like slay because I'm glossy, but then also why have I got sweat glands in my knee? Yeah.
Like I'm not actually oiled up. I'm like, just sweating. Yeah.
I mean, I really do. I mean, I don't know what it is with these schools doing random things like getting a child to dress up as a sexy devil and sing Hot Stuff by Donna Summer.
And all the dancers in the background were doing like a full on like sexy like routine with like gold pants on, and like, I mean, they really didn't have the budget. Like, I'm from a very small
budget.
Town.
Just let them wear the uniform. Yeah. Why have you got kids walking around in gold hot pants for a start? That is so fucking weird.
Yeah, and there was like teachers there, like watching, and like they were dancing.
Oh, that
around.
Makes me feel ill. Yeah. That actually knocks
it's
me
a bit
sick.
Of a cringe.
What is that? Is wrong? What's wrong with our education system in this country?
It is.
Seriously, exactly. You've got kids running around in hot pants, and then you've got poor Rebecca here sweating her tits off, singing Donna Summer Hot Stuff with a costume nearly unraveling. Yeah, I mean, you can't get looser than that.
No, I mean, my dress was very loose, so there we go.
Honestly, though, the only thing that's actually probably going to allow me to get 1 minute sleep tonight is the fact that it didn't come open.
I mean, yeah, that's the reason I haven't lost sleep over the years, is because I know that I managed to keep a hold of it and it didn't come loose.
I am honestly shocked. As soon as you said as well, the hot pants, the children.
Yeah. They were
what
like
is going on?
Well.
Oh
like
my
it was just,
God.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
Right. But, yeah. Let me just note to self, do not send any of my children to a school in Newcastle. And also probably not going to have kids just so that this doesn't happen to them. Yeah. Rebecca, thank you so much for getting loose. And thank you so much for telling us. I'm glad it didn't open. And I'm glad that you're able to kind of get over it. Do you ever listen to Donna Summer Hot Stuff now, or is it?
You know
kind
what
of like
it is. The song haunted me for like so many years after. Like I worked in I worked in a co-op for like 4 years after school, and it would always play when I was at work, and I was like ripping my hair out, like oh my god.
I've never known them to play Hot Stuff in a co-op.
I
swear
down.
Sitting here reading my heart, waiting for some lover to call. Like, what? What is going on with this country?
I don't know.
Like, seriously.
If there's anything wrong with it, it's that.
You poor thing. Well, anyway, Rebecca, I really appreciate you coming on, telling your story, and showing us how loose you really are. And do you feel like you've got that off your chest now?
I do. Thank you very much for having me.
You are so welcome. And quit your job at co-op is all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah, I have. That was years ago.
Gone to Asda now.
Well gone.
Yeah. Have you transferred over to Asda?
No.
Well, lots of love to you. Lots of love to you, Rebecca, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
A massive thank you to Rebecca for getting very loose on Loose Women. And if you want to be a part of Loose Women, then all you need to do is email either me at thedavidpottshow.com or head over to the socials at thedavidpottshow. Now, are you ready for me to unlock the surgery doors with Dr. David? Like I have said multiple times, but I do feel like I need to repeat myself. This is not real medical advice. I am not a real doctor. Please do not follow anything that I'm about to say. And if you do that, that's on you, hon. Not my problem. You can come here and kick off about it. Probably won't be here. Because this is pre-recorded. Because, guys, it's just me here hearing all about your intimates, your IBS, your flare-ups, and any other minor ailments that you might have. In my surgery today, we have Salome. And she says, Dr. David, hi. Please, can you check if I have burnt my lungs from vaping? I'm going to go with yes. I'm going to go with you putting a smoke or whatever it is into your lungs, probably going to burn. Vaping is not good for you guys. And Salome, I'd probably stop. Yeah. You've asked me to check. Unless you're able to just come onto my little side table here, we'll do open lung surgery. Number one, don't have the equipment for that. Number two, I'd probably see a bit of blood and start screaming and run off. But I'm going to go with sucking on a tube that has like a smoke in it. Smoke's related to fire. Fire burns you. Yeah, you're burning your lungs. Stop vaping. It's disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yeah, you've got burnt lungs. They're on fire. They're gagging for some fresh air. Stop vaping. It's not good. That's my response. But I'd normally say don't take my advice, but I'm actually going to go back on myself today and say take my advice. Actually take it and stop vaping because it's not good for you. So yeah. Either take the advice or don't take the advice. But either or, thank you for your message. And either or, just stop vaping. And that's where we're going to go with that one today, guys. If you ever want some top-notch advice or help, then please don't be shy. Show us your pie. And email us at me@thedavidpottshow.com or head over to our socials at @thedavidpottshow. And that concludes the surgery for today with Dr. David. Honestly, we just keep on slaying here, honey. Slay after slay all day, all day. I tried rhyming with something else, but I forgot what rhymes with slaying day. Guys, these episodes just go far too quick. Like, I just feel like we're done, which is lovely though, guys, honestly. And we have a lot more coming up next week for you. Keep an eye out on our socials because we will be announcing our competition time winner. And we will have a lot more up for grabs. Dr. David will prescribe you some non-medical advice as usual that you definitely should not take. We're getting your best moans. Oh my God. On Good Moaning Britain, and a new feature, which is all about seeing famous people out and about in celeb spotting. Woo! I am so excited for the celeb spotting one. So I'll speak to you then, babes. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.